What is up, guys? Welcome back to Behind the Mask with Mr. Fuentes. Franco with the lovely Mr. Fuentes to my right, left, whatever side. Last episode, we told you we're going to be covering hardcore. Right? That's what's called hardcore?
Yeah.
Well, we lied. Today, we are covering. Hell yeah. We're going to switch it up. We don't want to keep going in order like we were, so we're going to switch it up and give y'all his infamous, most famous, his track that's been getting so many views, so many listens, and that's I Ain't Doing Shit Today.
I feel like it must resonate with a lot of people who don't want to do shit every day.
It's the motto for the summer, man.
Hell yeah.
It was the motto for summer 2020, then the motto for summer 2021, now it's the motto for summer 2022.
Hell yeah.
That'll probably be the motto for summer 2023 as well.
Hell yeah. They're like, what? You want to go out to the beach? You want to go to the river? Nah, man, I ain't doing shit today. All that shit costs money.
Yep. Every single thing. I guess before we get into it, what, this is on your Leftover Pizza album.
Mm-hmm.
It was one of two new tracks that you did for that album.
Mm-hmm.
Leftover Pizza, if y'all do not know, it was a compilation of his first two albums, which were Speedballin' and Smile and Wave, the tracks he can release and make money off of. He put on this album together. And he released two tracks. I think total number of tracks was about 24.
I think so, yeah.
And only two more new.
Hell yeah.
My disappointment whenever you released that CD, I was like, you know what? It's some bullshit. I'm still going to buy it.
It was supposed to be a mixed album. Or what is it called? What do they call those albums when they compilation?
Like best of.
The best of, yeah, basically. Except it wasn't even the best of. It was the what I could use of.
What I could make money off of.
What I can monetize off of sounds a little better.
But, yeah, this track, if I remember correctly, was Kato on the track.
Beat, yes.
Was this for the thing with Futuristic?
No. What do you mean?
No, that was Get Out My Face. Okay, my bad. I got that confused. The Futuristic contest thing?
Yeah, no, that was, yeah, what you just said. It was for the
The one take, there you go. That was the Yeah My Face.
One take contest.
But yeah, this is a Kato on track beat. What? I mean, like, obviously we don't have different chronological order. What was your mindset when you were writing this song? I feel like this song was like more of you finding yourself, your own voice, because this was after the two Speedballin' and Smile and Wave. I think Smile and Wave, you hadn't really found who Mr. Fuentes was, at least personally to me. I feel like this is more of your track of realizing who Mr. Fuentes is and gonna be.
It was definitely, I mean, to me, every artist who makes a new like CD finds a different version of themselves. Because usually every album, if you're a progressing artist, every album's going to sound a little different than the one previous before. And, you know, people look at it like that, but it's really more like this, you know, because it's still a timeline, because some are going to be better than others. It's all opinionated, you know, oh, well, I think this one was better than that one, blah, 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 because everyone wants to try new, different things. So this one was kind of my first attempt to try, like, different things, like some kind of melodic verses that I put in there. What is that? Hello, hello. What? You didn't hear that?
No.
Oh, that was weird.
What was that?
Hello, hello.
Yeah, that.
Oh, that was my cup I put down.
Oh.
My bad. I didn't know you hear that. It's right here, but.
anyway, so yeah, I mean, this one was like I tried a lot of different things, a lot of different, or a few different types of recording techniques and stuff that I haven't used before in the past. And it was a lot more of a slower song than a lot of my songs before. Like, you really get that vibe just like listening to the intro of the beat. It's like it feels really slowed down. It's almost like a chopped and screwed song when you really kind of like hear it in the beginning. You're like, oh, okay, this is really kind of a syrupy feel. Like, it's something you can actually relax to and listen. Unfortunately, my style is just too in your face to really relax too much. But I don't know. It was different. And like you said, it was almost like another level of Mr. Fuentes after, you know, it was done and made. It was something different that I hadn't done before. And it was definitely a different sound than I heard before.
And did you write this song while you were still doing... I keep forgetting the album. Smiling Wave? Or did you write this after? When did you write this chronologically?
I think I just wrote it while I was, you know... So whenever I did Leftover Pizza, I went back to every track and, like, you know, tried to see if I could remaster any of them to make them sound a bit better than the previous releases. And even actually some of the tracks on Leftover Pizza actually re-recorded verses, because I felt like the way I delivered back then, I could have done it better now. So I like re-recorded some of the verses. But yeah, I mean, I kind of just made it in that time frame. I had started making it, and I think originally I didn't think I was going to put any new songs on Leftover Pizza.
Ooh.
And I kind of thought the same thing. I was like, well, that's kind of lame, dude. You're going to release a whole album and not even put at least like one or two new songs on there. Like, that's pretty lame, bro. So I already had started working on I Ain't Doing Shit Today before that. And then My Depression, the other song on Leftover Pizza, it was a song I always had an idea I wanted to make, but never actually sat down and touched it. So during that process, I was like, all right, well, I'm going to actually sit down and try to write this. And I did. And it came out the way it came out.
When did you, you remember the date you released Smiling Wave?
I want to say it was like February 2018 or something.
2018. You released this one, Leftover Pizza, 2019. And,
or maybe it was 2017.
Yeah, I feel like it was earlier. I don't know exactly when, because I started listening in 2018, whenever I did the interview with you.
I think it was 2017.
You said 2017, this one 2019, I want to say like around April or May, if I remember correctly.
I think it was April, yeah.
And then I had two new tracks. 2017, now we're 2022. Do you count this album as like your last album? Your last album now? Or do you like skip this one and count Smiling Wave?
I don't know. I kind of just count this as like my first kind of like soft intro album to my newer fans that I was making when I was with Funny Farm and stuff like that. Because I mean, I don't know. Like I said, I think I've said it before, like I wanted to make something that had like a good amount of like Mr. Fuentes to it. That you'd be able to listen to it all the way through and be like, all right, that was pretty cool. I want to hear more. So then you could go back to listen to Smile and Wave and Speedball and be like, okay, so I remember this song, but this one's different. I remember this song, but this one's I haven't heard before. So it was almost kind of like, you know, listening to something familiar while adding a few newer tracks if you went to go back and listen to my old catalog. Because kind of like you said before, like some of it was a little, I don't want to say rough, but I mean, honestly, I think there's some of my greatest songs are on my other two albums. And I, you know, technically I don't have the rights to release them because I don't own the beats or the samples or anything. But I can't, I mean, they're on there and you can listen to them. Smile and Wave and Speedballing, both on SoundCloud.
Except for the last song we did, the Random Thoughts.
Except for Random Thoughts, yeah.
Yeah, you gotta go Mr. Fuentes' house and go get the beeper.
He had to bite me for it.
Speaking of Funny Farm, though, this was your first, Left 4 Pizza was your first release as Funny Farm. You want to talk about that now, or you want to wait till we get dive into the album? I mean, I think that album we're going to talk about a few songs.
Well, I mean, we could go a little into it, but technically that wasn't the first release on Funny Farm. That was just a self-produced blah, 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 blah.
Well, you signed with Funny Farm.
I signed with Funny Farm during that
before you released it.
Yes.
So, you want to talk more about that? And, I guess what it meant to you signing with Funny Farm and, your thought process and everything.
I mean, with Funny Farm, it was, it was awesome. It was a really good opportunity in my life. I did release Leftover Pizza when I was signed with Funny Farm, but I didn't want to make it a Funny Farm, like, official album with them. So it was pretty much all self-produced. I put all my own money into it, and actually I did a pre-order, and pretty much everyone helped me make that album become an actual physical album, because I wasn't actually going to make Leftover Pizza into a physical album. I was just going to have, like, basically something that you could just stream on Spotify or anywhere else you wanted to listen to it. But I kind of, you know, had the idea, and I was like, well, I'm going to try to do a pre-order, and if I make all the money I need to make the CD, then I'll make the CD, and if I don't, then I'll just give everyone their money back. And or finance the rest if I had enough funds at the time. But luckily, I was actually able to finance it 100% on everyone that pre-ordered Leftover Pizza, and it became the CD that I have to, you know, now a physical copy. It was all fan produced.
All right. Well, you want to get to the song?
Yeah, I did kind of want to talk about the song too, because I remember one of my friends, he was a very active person. Like, when I say active, he's like, he works out like 5 times a week, you know, he's very, about getting out and doing things and, you know, basically not wasting any time of his day. He goes out on hikings, he does all these things. So I remember, like, coming out with the song and being like, hey, you listen to my new song, I Ain't Doing Shit Today. And he was just like, oh, I've seen you post it, but no, I haven't listened to it. It just sounds like a very bad mind frame to put anyone in. Like, why would you want to be lazy? Like, that just sounds like a terrible, thing to promote, is more laziness in this world of laziness already. Like, everyone's already lazy. Why are you going to promote more laziness? And I remember like thinking about it, and I was just like, well, I'm not really promoting laziness per se. Like, I'm promoting the fact, you know, if you actually listen to the song, that I'm overworked. All I'm doing is working. You know, I want a little time to myself. And sometimes even up to like the last part of the song, you get to the point where you're just like, you know, I need to work more. I need more money than what I have. And, it's just like, sometimes you have to say like F you, like, I can't do it. Like, you know, I know I need the extra money, but I'm not going in for those extra hours. Like, find someone else. Like, I need to take time to myself. So I was like, the song was really more about self-reflection. That's more what the first verse is about. And then the rest of the stuff is kind of like just be feeling overworked and needing to take a chill pill. I don't know, but that voice thing's really annoying me in the background.
What voice thing?
I don't know. It sounds like it might be an echo for me, but it's like in a robotic voice. Or do I sound like a robot to you right now?
No, it might be my AC.
No, it's not your AC. Like, I'll tell you when I... Anyway, don't worry about it. Maybe it's just on my side.
It could be. Anything else you want to talk about before we get into it?
You don't hear that, seriously. It's like someone else is talking behind what we're talking about.
No.
That's fucking weird. Okay.
I might have ghosts. I don't fucking know. I don't hear anything, though.
And there it goes right there.
It might be my AC. I hear my AC.
But, I mean, the AC should just sound like constant wind. It doesn't sound like constant wind. It sounds like an echo, like a talking, but in a robotic voice.
I have my fucking bedroom fan on.
No, it has nothing. It's not a whirr sound. Anyway. All right.
I don't hear shit.
We'll just keep going.
Although, if there is a ghost, I hear back ghost on this, man. I'm burning this fucking house down.
Well, when you edit to number at number 15, you'll hear it, I think.
Yeah, anything else you want to talk about before we get to the track?
No. I think that was pretty much, yeah, I just wanted to, just clarify that this song isn't about being lazy. The song is about taking some time to yourself, but it's kind of said in a more, upfront way.
Airplane passing over the house. Okay, before we get fully into it, this track was released, like you said, April 2019. Me and Nick, you know, last time we had Spotify, we skipped over all 22 tracks and went straight to 23, 24, the two new ones.
Mm-hmm.
And how much were the CDs? Were they 10 or 15?
10.
Okay, it was worth $10 for the two new tracks. That's the most I've ever paid for two tracks, though. I can tell you that much. Today, I Ain't Doing Shit Today released April on the Leftover Pizza album. Artist, of course, Mr. Fuentes. The beat, Kato, on the track. You want to pull up what the current stream is on Spotify?
Because yeah.
Mine's accurate since you have the artist stuff.
Spotify.com.
Yesterday it was at 11,000. Today's at 12,000.
Artists. I have it on my phone, but I don't think I've ever used it on my computer. But we'll see what happens.
You can see all the playlists it gets it put into, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty cool.
So that's pretty cool. Kind of had a bump on Friday, maybe when I shared that little post. That's pretty cool. But yeah, I can. Let me share my screen. So right now it's sitting at 12,364 streams. This is kind of like the thing. So during the beginning of the year, the 23rd, it just kind of spiked up for almost a good like 2 months straight of just going. And then it kind of started gradually going back down again. But honestly, I didn't even know this was happening. Like whenever all this was like popping, I guess, because I hadn't checked my artist Spotify in like forever. And for some reason, I randomly had looked at it and I saw, I think it was around probably the March, around whenever it was kind of going down. I was like, whoa, what's going on? And all of a sudden, like, it was just people were listening to it. Like you were talking about, you know, you can go to, let's see, last 7 days. There was a spot I just saw that said, oh, here it is, playlist. You know, you can see different people's playlists that I'm just a part of now over here.
Go to the on repeat playlist.
On repeat. What was that at? This one.
It's on my play, or it was on my playlist. I don't know if I listened to it in a while, but it was on my playlist for on repeat. I know you can like look up. I didn't know that would include it as well. But
yeah,
that's pretty cool.
But yeah, but no, it's been pretty crazy because I mean, none of my other songs are even close to this many streams. Like maybe I got a couple of thousand. I think Get Out of My Face is only sitting like at 3,000 or something like that. Although I do want to point out that Get Out of My Face has two different areas to listen to it, because I have the actual track on the album, and then I have a single version. So even then, it's just I have 838 streams for that one, but then I also have another Get Out of My Face on a single side right here, and that one has 2,700, you know, whatever. So those are kind of getting thrown together in a sense. But yeah, so right now I Ain't Doing Shit Today just seems to be the one that's getting some traction. I need to open my door. My dog keeps clawing at it.
As you can see, the lyrics are on the screen right now. Sitting at my home, yo, breaking down some home, bro. No, I'm not. I broke that shit. Can't afford no dodo. Watch them on Netflix, trying to text up some hot chicks. Saying that dick pics ain't laughing. Blah, 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 blah.
Man,
getting the laughing face in text message. Damn. As soon as school is over, you have three friends like a clover.
I didn't say it with that much swagger, but we'll go with it.
We need to change it up. Then you need to redo it.
I know. I need to put
3,000 more plays right there, man.
And but yeah, whenever you're ready.
You want me to leave your lyrics on the screen?
You can if you want.
Sitting at my home, yo, breaking down some homegrown. Yo. No, I'm not, I'm broke as shit and can't afford no dodo. Watching on my Netflix, trying to text me up some hot chicks. Sending out the dick pics, get the laughing face and text me. As soon as school is over, you have three friends like a clover. Yo. The fourth one if you're lucky, but that guy probably bipolar. Send a text out to my homies, no text back like they don't know me.
Nope.
I just want a party, come on guys, you know you owe me. The truth is now they all have lives, at first it's college, then a wife, the plans we used to all divide are now how can we stay inside? Babies keep on popping out, my bank needs to be helped out. 9.11 in my account, man, fuck it, I ain't going out. I ain't do-
That was the first verse. I ain't gonna, let's get to that again. When you wrote this track, how old were you?
Probably like, I don't really remember, to be honest. If it was like 2019 when I came out with this, and it was probably the year before that, 2018, so 29,
28. Yeah, about the right age for the babies popping out.
So the parts that I highlighted are the ones that I kind of wanted to go over. The first one that I highlighted because I just thought it was so clever, to be honest. Like whenever I came up with it, it was just like, as soon as your school is over, you have three friends like a clover, and the fourth one, if you're lucky, but the guy probably bipolar, you know, basically saying, well, obviously off a playoff, you know, clovers and a four clover is a lucky clover. But just that, even if you're lucky enough to get a fourth friend, there's probably something wrong with that friend. It's going to just make your life a little more harder than it should be just because you have that friend. It's a little play on my real life because I've had two friends that are get a little more kind of freak out sometimes. But they're my good friends and they've always been by my side. So it's always just been one of those like fights with them, you know, in a sense to keep them as my friends. So when I originally had wrote this song, the structure was supposed to be like, there's supposed to be a version of me like trying to be like cool and it was supposed to be like the version of one voice was supposed to be the version of me that I like wanted to be. And the other version of me was more of the reality of me. So that's why, like, you get the sitting at my home, yo, breaking down some homegrown. So I'm all cool. And then it's like, no, you're not. You broke as shit and can't afford no dodo. And it's like, oh, damn. And it's like, watching on my Netflix. I'm trying to be cool. Watching on my Netflix, trying to text me at some hot chicks. And then just like, yeah, but you send out the dick pics and get the laughing face to text me. And it's like, damn. And, you know, all, everything that I put on here, like, you know, send a text out to my homies, no text back, like they don't know me. Like, all that was kind of like, to me, was me kind of describing like the selfish side of a person who, like, you know, who texts to their friends and they're all pissed off because their friends don't answer them back and things like that. And, you know, a lot of people, I think it takes a lot of time for people to realize that, you know, especially when you're growing up, that, you know, your friends are going to just start having lives where you're just not included, not because they don't want to include you, but because, you know, they're either in a relationship, they're trying to start a family, they're trying to get things done for work because they're trying to build a career. And some people are just like, oh no, you can leave that to the side, man. Like, you know, and it's just like, some of your friends are those friends that if you even encourage them by telling them, nah, man, I can't go out, they'll start persisting, they'll start texting more, they'll start doing everything, they'll start making phone calls. So the easiest thing to do is just ignore them, because if you don't ignore them, then they're just gonna, as soon as you give them like an ounce of, you know, a little leeway that you even notice their message, they're gonna keep trying to message you to get until they get their way, until they're like, oh no, well, you need to do this now, I'll help you out tomorrow, bro, don't worry about it, like, let's just go out today, let's go have fun. And sometimes you just really gotta, you know, take a chill pill. So I was trying to, on that first half of the song, I was trying to go more toward my selfish side. That was like, well, cause I've been single a lot of my life. So it's just been like, I'm always the one that's reaching out to people a lot, because everyone else has partners, everyone else is with everyone. So I'm the one that's always kind of like the third wheel, who's trying to be like, hey, like, can we hang out, dudes? Like, what's up, man? Like, and then obviously the second half is more of like the reality that I've learned throughout life is, you know, the truth is that they all have lives, you know, everyone's either trying to work on a career, they either get a wife, they just are tired of the everyday, work life, 40 plus hours a week. And then you finally get a day to yourself, and then you have someone who wants to hang out all day, and you're like, dude, I just want to chill. Like, Can I just chill, or I don't have to feel like I'm entertaining you for the day? Because that's kind of what friends do in a sense. Not that that's true, and not that it should feel like it's zapping energy. But when you hang out with another person, you almost have to kind of be a little more, okay, I have to be a little more awake. We're kind of entertaining each other. We haven't seen each other in a while. I'm going to have to talk. I'm going to have to think. I'm going to have to do all these things that I haven't done, or that I would really rather not do. I'd really rather just not think today, just chill. You know, watch a movie, not even have anything to do with anything. And then, you know, just being broke.
So that's the reason you never messaged me back, man?
Sometimes. No. I mostly messaged you back.
3 hours later, yeah.
Yeah, but I messaged you back.
I don't know why I pulled him up, but I have him over here. The whole three friends, like, that's true, like, so true. Because after high school, I've never been the talkative type in school, so I had like,
oh, hold on, back surprise, no way.
I had a few friends in school. Once I moved to Corpus, I had like just one, but it's always been after school, me, Nick, Andy. And I think it wasn't until like we started this whole thing that y'all started being more involved, like you, Manny, start getting more friends and shit. But mm-hmm. Yeah, three friends. Yeah. Luckily not, well, none of us are bipolar, but Tiff is kind of bipolar. So never mind.
Oh. I love you, Franco. I hate you, Franco.
Yeah. I think that's it. I like how you put that my bank needs to be helped out, 9/11 in my account.
9.11 of my account, and fuck it, I ain't going out. I think I saw that in a meme one day, or I saw the meme where it's like, I'm so broke, my bank account's asking for help. And it was like the, it was a picture of their bank account and it just said 9.11.
Let's see, we get to the hook.
Doing shit today, I ain't doing shit today. Don't call me on my phone, leave me alone, ain't doing shit today. I ain't doing shit today, I ain't doing shit today. My currency is currently on low, ain't doing shit today.
When you wrote that hook, like, where was your mindset? You're obviously working a lot, I would assume, or was this like after you stopped working a lot of work at your old job?
So the sad reality of life is that, yeah, I ended up quitting, you know, a job where I was working 50 plus hours a week because I literally had no time to do music stuff and it was making me severely depressed. And I actually quit to try to do it, just go solo, start doing music stuff and make that my career. Unfortunately, I didn't realize I was undisciplined, didn't really have a plan. I tried to have a plan, but the plan wasn't working out. And then a hurricane hit, and that kind of didn't make things any easier. It kind of messed up everything. Oh, and then I got my gallbladder removed like 2 weeks after the hurricane hit. And so I was bedridden for like 3 weeks after that. So it was just a lot of bad things kind of just happened all at one time. And, you know, it was super, honestly, it was super unlucky for me because if I would have worked, I would have got benefits from the work place that I was working at previously. If my gallbladder would have happened while I was still work, I could have used the health insurance that I was using. And honestly, the gallbladder thing literally happened like a month and a half after I quit. So it was one of like these, it was just all these bad things that all just happened all at one time. That was just like, it was almost at the time like a sign like, dude, you fucked up. You should have just kept working, bro. But I mean, everything happens for a reason, I guess. I don't know. So I ended up getting another job, and then the other job, they were actually very lenient on like how many hours I wanted to work and all that stuff. But unfortunately, it just seemed like every time there was an opportunity to get more hours, I pretty much had to take those opportunities to get more hours because I needed more money. So it just became a thing where technically, it wasn't even the boss's fault that I was overworking. It was more of my fault I was overworking, but I needed to work. So it was just one of those times where I was just, all right, I need to work. I need to go out there and do my thing.
So you overworked and you came up with a song? Came up with a hit?
Not really. I mean, I don't know. I don't really don't know. I ain't doing shit today. I don't really even know why. I don't know where I came up with the hook. Like, I can honestly, like, almost never tell you why I came up with hooks. Like, lyrics are kind of more easier because I'm like, well, this is pretty obvious why I came up with this. But hooks, I don't know. It just came to me one day. I ain't doing shit today. I ain't doing shit today. Just the little melody. Da 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 da.
Working all these hours every day, just sleep and shower. Feeling kind of sour, mojo stole like Austin Powers. Feel my soul devoured by these cowards putting power. My manager keep talking shit, I'll drop them like Twin Towers.
What?
Fuck that, they don't own me. I run this store like Kobe. If they don't like the way I work, man, fuck them, they can blow me.
Damn.
Today I'm off relaxing, feeling privileged, Anglo-Saxon. Sitting comfy fashion, eating pizza with no napkin. We used to pop the bottles, go full throttle, then tomorrow. Feeling like I'm broke down, call me Chevy Silverado. We used to drink like every day, me, my homie, Nasty J. But now my life motto would say, I don't want to drink or play. I ain't do.
Yeah, so basically, like you kind of said before, this verse is more about my work life, feeling overworked and things like that. Because I feel like the main reason most people, quotation marks, don't want to do shit, especially on their days off, are because they are overworked. So it just kind of, it went from like my personal life of like me just kind of dealing with personal situations to my work life about why I can't go out and do shit with people, which obviously for a lot of people are super relatable.
One thing I want to point out was you said your bank account's on low, or 911.
Mm-hmm.
And then you say drop them like Twin Towers. Were you like just wanting to reference 9/11 in the song?
I have no idea.
Or did it just coincidence?
It was a coincidence.
I would bring this up because like the last song we talked about was all about conspiracy theories and all that. So I'm like, you know, 5 years later, not really 5 years, but you know, years later, were you still on that mindset, conspiracy theory, 9/11? I'm gonna put in every song I make a hit of.
That would be funny if I did, but no, that was not the intention. I would actually have it highlighted over here. My manager could talk and shit, I'd drop on like Twin Towers. Because when I was coming up with the rhyme scheme, like shower, power, powers, power, I already used power twice, and I couldn't think of anything that was like good, like gripping to put like at the end of that to end that whole little hook. And I don't remember exactly why, but you know, tower came out. So I was like, tower. And I was like, yeah, leaning tower. And I was like, twin towers. And I was like, and then I was like, my manager kept talking shit. I'll drop them like twin towers. And I remember coming up with the rhyme, putting it in the verse. And I had to ask like five of my friends, like, is this too much? Like, are people going to get pissed off at me? Because, you know, I don't, you know, even back in, you know, almost 20 years later after, you know, 9/11, it's still such a very sensitive subject for a lot of people. You know, you mention 9/11 about anything, you know, obviously a lot of people died, you know, people lost their brothers, mothers, fathers, you know, a lot of things happened. Like, it was a bad, horrible, you know, it's basically one of those, it shouldn't be something to joke about. But at the same time, it's like, it is something that happened. And it was just such a perfect reference to put in here that I was like, I don't have anything else, you know, I'm going to do it. And then I think I had like one or two friends that were like, I don't know, man, do you want to be that controversial artist? And I was like, well, controversy sells, man. Like,
Eric Bishop.
Huh?
Controversy creates crap. Controversy creates cash, Eric Bischoff.
Hell yeah. But so originally I had not wanted to put that in, and then but I couldn't think of anything better to put in there. Like, once it came out, I was like, dude, this is the perfect rhyme. This is exactly what needs to go here. And so it stayed.
Did you realize, like, after, like, when you ran the song, you referenced that too? Or did you, like, not realize until after you made it, or until years later, or until now?
Reference, realize what?
Twin Towers and earlier in the song, 9/11.
No, I didn't realize that. I mean, I really didn't realize it until you just pointed it out. Because in that instant, I was thinking about 9/11, like emergency service call. Twin Towers, I was just thinking about the Twin Towers. I didn't correlate that the two really had any connection.
Yeah, I didn't correlate until you sent me the lyrics a week ago, wherever I was looking at. I was like reading, I was like, did he mean to do this? Am I just realizing this? Is he this smart?
No, it was a happy accident, man. Although I didn't highlight it, but one of my favorite rhymes in here is the feeling kind of sour, Mojo stole like Austin Powers. That shit made me laugh because, I don't know, just saying the word Austin Powers just makes you laugh because those movies are hilarious. So I was actually pretty happy I was able to use that as a rhyme or part of a rhyme scheme. Mojo stole like Austin Powers. And then the other ones I highlighted was feeling privileged Anglo-Saxon, which you know what that means, right? No. Okay. So an Anglo-Saxon is what like we call like a white person, basically the original I don't know if it's like scientific, but whatever they call it, geologist name or whatever study that is, sociology.
Oh, okay. I thought that's what it was. I thought it was like a different definition that you used in
But it was supposed to be like, oh, I feel like I'm having white privilege today, you know, feeling privileged Anglo-Saxon. Like it was more of a joke than anything. And then sit in comfy fashion, eating pizza with no napkins. I think you've mentioned to me before, I just wanted to point out that the eating pizza and it being part of leftover pizza had no correlation whatsoever either. I just happened to write it in the verse at the time I had started writing the song. And then I ended up putting on leftover pizza as an afterthought.
So what you're saying is that you're just not this smart to come up with these? It's just coincidences?
A lot of these are coincidences. I mean, maybe subconsciously I'm coming up with these things. But consciously, no. A lot of these things just kind of came out and just were happy accidents. And then the other thing that was the feeling like I'm broke down, call me Chevy Silverado. It was kind of more of a joke because, you know, I'm not a car person, like, really at all. But, you know, if you're a car person, my cousins are car people and some of my friends are car people. And they always have the Ford versus Chevy, you know, things, you know. Ford is just an acronym for found on road dead. You know, Chevy is a... I forgot what they say about Chevys, but anyway, same thing with Chevy. And it just happened to work out, like, you know, for what I needed to write. So I just put the Chevy Silverado. So I just wanted to point out that I'm not a Ford or Chevy fan. I really don't care about either one. I'm not all for Ford or something. I'm just saying it just worked for the rhyme scheme, and that's why it was in there.
So what you're saying in this song is that you're not smart enough to get these coincidences, and you're also lying about being a Chevy, hating Chevys.
Basically, yeah.
And I'm not a fan no more, man. I'm not a fan no more.
Yeah, and that's about it.
Is your homie actually named Nasty J, or was that like a song, a rapper?
No, I used to drink with my homie Nasty J. We used to...
What's the J stand for?
Jonathan.
Oh yeah, that's a very nasty name.
So I used to call my homie Nasty J all the time, and it just worked with the rhyme too. So, and we used to really drink together all the time, so yeah, like every day, me and my homie Nasty J.
All right, on the, was this the last verse?
Yes, or hook and then last verse, yeah.
Doing shit today, I ain't doing shit today. Don't call me on my phone, leave me alone, ain't doing shit today. I ain't doing shit today, I ain't doing shit today. My currency is currently on low, ain't doing shit today. Work trying to text me, offered OT, now they vex me. I need the extra hours, plus my manager be sexy. My debt keeps doubling inside, sometimes it makes me wanna cry. I let out a regretful sigh and then text back my reply, hi guys. I ain't doing shit today. I ain't doing shit today. I ain't doing shit today. Don't call me on my phone, leave me alone, ain't doing shit today. I ain't doing shit today. I ain't doing shit today. My currency is currently on low, ain't doing shit today. I ain't doing shit today. I ain't doing shit today. Don't call me on my phone, leave me alone, ain't doing shit today. I ain't doing shit today. I ain't doing shit today. My currency is currently on low, ain't doing shit today.
Okay, that was the ending of the song. What I do want to point out, I don't know if this is a coincidence or if this is a mishap or what.
Everything is coincidence.
In the second verse, he said, my manager keep talking shit. I'll drop him like Twin Towers. And in this third verse, he say, I need the extra hours plus my manager be sexy. Are you talking about the same manager, the same him?
No. So actually, originally, I had actually wrote the song in two different workplaces. So
that's what I assumed.
The second verse was written when I was at my first job. I was working 50 plus hours a week, where I was getting yelled at. Well, actually, I was a manager, and I was getting yelled at like weekly by my area manager.
So you wrote that about yourself being sexy?
Yes. No. And then the next verse was whenever I worked at my other job after that, where I had a few managers, and most of them were females, and they, you know, one out of like five of them have to be attractive, and there was attractive females as my managers, so that was one of the little kind of like nods to them in a sense. But like, you know, just being a guy, because, you know, I hear it just I've heard it before, like when I used to work at actually the first job, where you have multiple managers, they're like, oh, so-and-so wants me to come to work. And you're just like, man, you're like, she's lucky she's so fine. I'm going to go in today. I'm just like, yeah. I've never actually been like that, but I just thought it was something funny to like nod to. Like, usually the female managers are also like, usually the nicer managers. So usually when they ask for something, you want to actually, not you want to, but you're, you know, you're like, oh yeah, I'll go help you out. Like,
not in my experience.
Yeah.
But you were gone from both jobs by the time you released this. Do you think any of them listened to the song?
Oh, no, I was still working the other job.
Oh, well, did you show her the song or any of them?
I showed some of them the song. I remember someone asking me, who are you talking about? And I was like, it's only for you to speculate. it wasn't one of the managers, but it was one of the other girls that worked there. I worked at a job that had a predominantly female base, so I had a lot of females to work with over there. Very unfortunate for me, a lot of them were attractive.
That was the job before this one, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, it's very female dominated for sure, that place.
But I got asked. I don't think I told anyone, no one, who it was actually about. I don't think I ever will.
Was it so specific to one manager, or when you wrote it, or is it just like, oh, okay, there's a few of them?
At the time, it was specific to one manager, but it kind of became that, oh, they can speculate on which manager it is.
I don't know. Do you have anything highlighted for this one?
No, there's nothing else left. The third verse was just pretty self-explanatory.
Hi, guys. I ain't doing shit today. I've always liked that, the ending.
Like the, hi, guys. I ain't doing shit today.
So, you wrote, I guess, is that all you want to cover on the song?
Pretty much. I'm trying to think if there's anything more I would talk about on this song. Not really. I mean, it was just it was definitely a different song, type of song for me, but also very me all at the same time. So it was very, it was a really good track.
Did this song help you with anything like confident wise, or were you ready to like confident before the song and after, like the same? Like whether you wrote it or even when you released it, or the reception now as well?
Well, it was kind of weird. This song to me is like, which I've heard like music that like the new kids listen to. When I say new kids, like 20-year-olds, 25-year-olds now. And it's so much less hyper than sometimes I think about. Like, you know, back in the day, songs that we thought, well, see, you're like 25, right?
27.
Yeah, 27. I say back in the day because I'm obviously older than you, like by a few years. So
yeah, by 10.
Songs that like that whenever I had hip hop fans, friends and stuff like that, that were really cool, were songs like Busta Rhymes, like Break Your Neck, you know, a lot of those old Eminem songs, a lot of the things that were more hyper in a sense. And a lot of these songs nowadays that people listen to are a lot actually kind of similar to the beat that I use. They're very mellow. They're very, they're not really super hyped up that much. They're all like chill. So when I released it, I didn't really expect too much, you know. I wasn't really sure to what to expect, to be honest. I was like, you know, I know the fans that I have now are probably going to be like, what the fuck is this? And then the fans that are probably younger are going to be like, oh, this is pretty cool. It's kind of mellow and chill and something a little different. It was really stepping out of my box from stuff that I did before, because going from Get Out of My Face to this is like two different vibes completely. Like, it's not the same songs at all. And this one, I've gotten a lot of reception. Obviously, Get Out of My Face gets a lot of reception from people too, but this song is probably the next song that people will come up to me and be like, oh man, that song was dope, blah, blah, blah. I'm just like, thanks, man. I appreciate that. Like, because I honestly didn't know where the song was going to go or how people were going to take it whenever I made it.
Oh, I enjoyed it. Whenever you released it, I think I enjoyed both tracks, both new tracks, this one and Depression of Arrestin', equally, but for different reasons, obviously. But I think whenever you released it, I was like, you know what? I can dig this Mr. Fuentes. If he's going a different route, I can dig this. So it's got me hyped up for the next album you're releasing, which we still have yet to even find out what it is. I've learned, listen to your tracks, obviously, but I did at the time, like, you know, if he goes this different route, I can dig it.
Yeah, I haven't really, I mean, actually comparing this song to even my new album, Sneak Peek, like, none of the songs are really like that even on this album. But because I kind of consider like the beat like more of a kind of a lo-fi type of beat. So I have thought about just making kind of a song that's a little more introspective, kind of like this song where I'm able to kind of be a little more chill, maybe switch back and forth a little bit, but not really get any more hyper than this song got. Obviously, I have the one part where, like, fuck that, they don't owe me. I run the store like this, but it's for a very small, like, you know, section. The rest of it's pretty chill. Like, today I'm off relaxing, feeling privileged, Anglo-Saxon. Sit in comfy fashion, eating pizza with no napkins. I really want to play with my voice a lot more, like, melody-wise and things like that. So I think, to me, that's probably going to be my next step. I was actually thinking today about like my next album, because I'm already trying to plan out my future albums after this album. And I don't even know if I want that one to be my next album, like next album. I think I want to put one in between, and it might be this album that we're talking about right now with these types of beats, more mellow, a little more chill, a little bit of a different side of Mr. Fuentes. But who knows? I don't know.
We'll find out in the future.
We will.
You want to talk about the elephant in the room, man?
The elephant in the room?
The elephant in the room. You.
I have my dog in the room.
I can smell the dog in your room. I can smell it.
Dang.
It's probably my dog, actually. My dog's right here. But the elephant in the room, you were going to release a music video. I was helping you with the music video. And it's been roughly 3 years and 5 minutes.
And
still no fucking music video, man.
Yeah. I was actually thinking about that the other day. I was like, man, I feel like Franco's right. We're going to have to re-record the whole thing because I have a big old Funny Farm shirt on the whole time.
And no, because of like, I told you, like, have the first verse be that, second verse be...
Don't give up the whole idea before we put it out.
I didn't feel fully say it. I just said the first verse be that.
But
don't know what the second verse is going to be. The second verse could be right now. The third verse can be in 20 years.
Actually, we're about to drop the music video, the second verse right now. But no, I honestly don't know how to tackle it. I just have so much I'm trying to do. I don't even know how to fit it into my schedule to finish editing it or do anything. Like, yeah, it sucks being a single artist. With no money to pay someone else to edit my video.
Yeah, I know that feeling. I'm always busy. After this, I'm about to edit this and then put it up for tomorrow. For tomorrow. We're recording the day before on Saturday. But that's pretty much it. thank y'all for listening. Comment down below if you want Mr. Fuentes to release that music video, man. Comment down below. Let him know. Get his shit together.
Start doing some shit today.
Yeah, start doing shit today. You can follow me wherever the fuck you want to follow me, honestly. Wrestling Tacos, I do wrestling content. That's WrassLintalkos on Instagram. There's new video every fucking day of the week on this YouTube channel if you're watching on YouTube. Like, for instance, tomorrow's Monday. You can catch the Midmovie Podcast live. No, wait. Tomorrow they're not live. But the following week they'll be live. But it's a Midmovie Podcast. They're reviewing Everything Everywhere All at Once. I think they're live today, Sunday, when this releases at 1 to 3. So you catch them live on there if you're listening to it as soon as this releases. Tuesday, you can catch it's Taco Tuesday, man. Taco Tuesday. So a full match for Wrestling Tacos. I'll be releasing Josh Calavano versus T-Ray from GCWA Hot in Texas 3. Wednesday's Friday the 14th podcast, UHD, I believe, this Wednesday. Mm-hmm. And they're reviewing... what the fuck were they reviewing? I forgot what they're reviewing. They're reviewing a movie. Mama? I don't know, one of those movies.
I think it's Mia.
Yeah, I think it's Mia. Thursday is also Taco Thursday because I'm stupid. I want to take Tuesdays and Thursdays for Taco Week. It'll be another full match. I don't know which full match from Gulf Coast. Friday will be nothing this Friday, but the following Friday will be a deep dive through the Upside Down with Mr. Fuentes, Annie, or Ty Fi. I don't know which one she goes by, Tiffany, and Drew Dredd. What episode are y'all talking about next Friday? Episode three of Stranger Things season 4. Sorry, volume 3 is what they call it. And Saturday, you can listen to Wrestling Tacos podcast. It's our return episode. We're reviewing. The fuck are we talking about?
Aren't you doing a special tomorrow too? At
7:30. Oh yeah, tonight when you listen to this, catch the special 7:30 p.m. live on the channel. I'm with Russell Vlogs, hashing out some beef. But Saturday, yeah, Wrestling Tacos, you can listen to that on podcast audio. I deleted the video on accident, so you can't watch it on YouTube. So, yeah, fuck me. Next Sunday is Fanboy Podcast. We talk Blade 2, me and Manuel. And then on the next episode of the Behind the Mask of Mr. Fuentes, we'll be talking about another song by Mr. Fuentes. We might be reviewing an Eminem song soon as well. Lose Yourself. It's pretty soon. So be on the lookout for that.
We are?
I don't know. it wouldn't make sense, but you know.
One of my other tracks, like Bonfire or Heartbeat?
Heartbeat's a good one, man. I'm surprised Heartbeat hasn't gotten that much love as I Ain't Doing Shit Today.
Yeah, no, Heartbeat is a really good one.
Yeah, I like 3005, though, personally. 3005 is my favorite one of your songs.
Yeah, you know, I do good music. I appreciate that you appreciate it. I even have my vinyl, who I don't really understand who came up with this idea, but this is side something, and this is also side something.
This is the other side, the opposite side.
But they have no actual, like, is it side A or side B or side C to the vinyl?
Oh, that's side A, obviously, man.
Like, I'm not sure. I really don't know. But yeah, they did a good job on my album. Lots of arts on my vinyl, yeah. Lots of artsy shit. Yeah, I can't wait to release my own first vinyl. I just need to get an album together that's all original beats that I feel like is I can mix well. Right now, I'm still buying beats and shit, so that's not great. Well, at least not for vinyl. Everything else is pretty good. But anyway, y'all can catch me. if y'all haven't heard of me or want to check out the song that y'all listen to without any stops in it, y'all can go to Spotify, Apple Music, anywhere you stream music. Just search Mr. Fuentes, Mr. Fuentes. Or if you're watching the video, it's the name down here on the bottom. You know, give some of my music some love. Help me get back up. I Ain't Doing Shit Today. And, you know, maybe it'll motivate you to do some shit to know how much shit you shouldn't do today. And I also have a concert coming up August 19th in Corpus Christi at Rich's Billiard.
I won't be in attendance, but my wife will be there.
You won't be there?
Nope. Yeah, I'll switch it to the Friday where there's a wrestling show in Corpus.
I was already
booked for that.
Dang.
Nah, I'll be there for your performance though, because I'll be there after the show, and I'm pretty sure you're probably gonna be going.
I'm gonna be on pretty late, I think, like 11 or so. And then I'll be performing September 24th in San Antonio for She Fest or Night of the Living She. I don't think that's what it's called. That's another one of my performances, and that's pretty much it for now. But thank y'all for listening. If y'all enjoyed this, or have any more questions for me, about this, I can recap on anything. Just shoot me a message, comment, whatever, all of in between. If you liked, the breakdown, share it, and yeah, I appreciate y'all listening. Thank you.
Peace.